Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, and internationally. Imagine reaching listeners in any country in the world. Discover what the world has to say. Thousands of shows, millions of listeners, and Live with Kathy. My show topics are eclectic. They may be controversial, but never, never boring. And get your pen and pad out right now, because if you want to weigh in on any of my topics, you could call in at the guest call-in number 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. To email me, Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, Studio, at sbcglobal.net. And if you want to write to me, Kathy Watson, Post Office Box, 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. It's a little unusual for me to be having my show at 2:30 on Wednesday. It's usually at 8:30, but tomorrow will be a happy birthday day for Kathy, so I will not be on the air. I'm going to celebrate my uniqueness, the authentic Kathy. So if you want to wish me happy birthday, you could email kathystudio at sbcglobal.net. It shall be my pleasure to announce it on Friday, the usual time at noontime. Log on simplyageless.net, kathywatsonspeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. And remember to click on video. Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. It's an original. Roger Plummer with Kathy Watson. Oh, what a voice. And I do, shall I compare thee to a summer's day? It makes me so happy when I start talking about all of the exciting things that I have surrounded myself with in my life. Now, today's show is The Quest for Happiness, so let me just digress. There are three great essentials to happiness. Write it down. Something to do, someone to love, and something to hope for. And then at the end of the show, I'll ask you three more questions. And let's see if you're just merely existing in your life today. Remember, your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinion drown out your own inner voice, and most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. Quincy Jones said, "Not one drop of my self-worth depends on your acceptance of me." And I say what you think of me is really none of my business. And did you know that we teach people how to treat us? And now you're going to take charge of your happiness. Time is life. Spending your time with someone, job or career, means giving a portion of your life that you will never get back to that person, job or career. See, I'm giving you a half hour on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I love it. It brings me such joy and happiness. The only place where your dreams become impossible is in your own thinking. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. Life responds to your outlook. Now let's go back to my webpage. Scroll down to the books. There are three nonfiction, The Elixir of Youth Choices, and 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. And then The Heart of the Lion. That's part fiction and nonfiction. The Elixir of Youth is self-published. Do you want to self-publish your book? Contact me, Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. And let's talk about it. Do you want to be part of Live with Kathy, this exciting consortium? It's a 10-week. I have an introductory offer. It's a learning curve. Yeah. We're going to see what you got. And did you know that Blog Talk Radio is an incredible marketing tool? Now, in the 10 weeks after you have to qualify, and there's a small fee, you bet there is. But if you wanted to rent a radio station to record a half-hour show, we're talking thousands and thousands of dollars, not here. This is how I give back. But I learned long time ago, that if you give away things free, they don't think you're worth anything. Listen, I'm telling you, I've spent 7 decades research and in development. I do know what I is talking about. And I want to help you to be the very best that you could be. Now, here's the interesting part. You call me, and we make sure that we resonate, that your purpose, your reason, your book, whatever, is going to make a difference in the world and maybe in someone's life. Maybe they'll get an aha from hearing what you have to say. You're invited. You're going to do your own half-hour show. Uh-huh. You betcha, honey. It's your show. No commercials. No nothing. Oh, I got so excited. Of course I'm going to choreograph you. I'm going to rehearse you. Now the show is archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on the date and hear you. And you're going to grade yourself. You're going to say, now if I heard me on the air, would I run to the computer? Would I contact me? Because I was so dynamic, I'm able to give back to the world. I'm not afraid of change, and I'll shift my strategies to accommodate that change. Now you email, and I email you the link. You now forward it to your email database. And you ask them to forward it to their email database. And so on and so on and so on and so on. And before you know it, you have circled the world within 5 minutes. How dynamic is that? How dynamic. Your voice, your message will be heard all over the world. Okay, let's go. You want to write a book? Yeah, I could help you there. The Elixir of Youth, if you click on, I think it's secret number 4. They're secrets. They're not chapters. I self-published. Oh, it's so easy to do. And you get control of the book. It's available in e-book and soft copy. Scroll down to choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. We're here to help you through the abyss. We're here to help you when you're stuck, when you're mirrored in that mud, and you just can't go anywhere because your mind is set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set. We could help you. All you have to do is read our stories. We made it to the mountaintop. Don't you want to be there with us? At the mountaintop? Choices is available at authorhouse.com. Ebook, soft copy, and hard copy. The Elixir and Choices, they have to be on your desk, right in front of you, not in your library. They're your reference. And you just may get a, aha, oh, this is awesome. This is awesome. I love what Quincy Jones said. Not one drop of my self-worth depends on your acceptance of me. But do you accept you? Have you accepted you just the way you are right now? How happy are you? Are you still looking for the key to happiness? Now, and 101 Great Ways, yeah, 101 of us, all true stories. Shared our life experience to hopefully make your path not as bumpy as ours was. Now remember, when I get a bump in the road, when something happens, and it always happens, I look at it as a learning experience. What did I learn from it? What did I learn from it? And how am I going to make it work for me? Have the courage to follow your heart. And intuition. My heart is still heavy. On September 22nd, Tom Puttrick, my co-author of The Heart of the Lion, passed away. He was 54. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. I don't know how many times I went to the phone to call him because I had an epiphany and we love to write. We were going to do a sequel to The Heart of the Lion. Listeners, don't take your life for granted. It's not a dress rehearsal. Oh, Thomas of pure intent. He was age 54. The only place where your dreams become impossible is in your own thinking. Can you take charge of your happiness? You see, the key will be different for all of us. It will be different from all of us. Because everyone wants the key to happiness. We're convinced that if only our circumstances would change, then we would have happiness and everything would be fine. Since we often can't have exactly what we want, like more money, more friends, we resign ourselves to something less than joy. Are people that are really, really, really wealthy, are they happy? Don't compete and compare. Because just about the time you catch up with the Joneses, they refinance. Can you be happy in your own shoes? Can you uncover your song? Henry David Thoreau said, "None are as old as those who have outlived enthusiasm. And as long as you're planning for tomorrow, you will never grow old. And you'll always have happiness." Now, you're not always going to get what you want, but you can decide, is it going to really destroy you or going to learn from it? It has been said that the joy infuses the commonplace with a creative activity. Emerson said the only thing he learned about grief was its emptiness. Jesus spoke of the joy which he had and which he desired his disciples to have, that their joy might be full. There is a song at the center of everything. The music of the spheres is no illusion. We must uncover the song and permit it to saturate our souls with joy. Enthusiasm is the most creative of all imaginative faculties. There is something light, unobstructive, weightless about it. The very thought of the fountain of youth suggests something gushing forth, bubbling up from a subterranean passage which flows. Flow is irresistible. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the fountain of youth. In the elixir of youth, secrets of a spring chicken, discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment, no costly operation. Learn my methods and techniques. They're fun. And you know what? Once you've learned them, they're yours for life, and they travel with you everywhere. It is no wonder that the ancients said that the wind whispers, the leaves clap their hands, and the morning stars sing together. Oh, you'll be singing a wonderful tune when you get the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. We are told that the shepherds heard celestial music, the angelic chorus singing, peace on earth, goodwill toward man. Spiritual communion will cause the angels of our better self to sing, making our consciousness happy. Spiritual communion is not a droll affair. It is the triumph procession of the soul into the secret place of the Most High, where the scroll of life is taken from the Ark of the Covenant, on which are inscribed the joyous words, I am Lord, I am the Lord, thy God, in the midst of thee. From Pray and Prosper, 1974. Sing a song of joy. Life now sings through me in radiant ecstasy. Oh, everyone wants the key to happiness, don't we? We're convinced that if only our circumstances would change, then we would have happiness and everything would be fine. Since we often can't have exactly what we want, like more money, more friends, we resign ourselves to something less than joy. There's no way around it. Happiness is a joy and isn't dependent on our circumstances. Happiness is depending, is dependent upon our willingness to choose it, to actively change our minds about what we perceive around us. Uncover the song in your heart. Yesterday, October 13, we talked about the feel-good gene. Do you have the national bliss of a feel-good gene? Some are just born with it. They could be in a disaster, a tragedy, and they don't stress out. They're solidly planted, their feet are planted, and they accept it and learn from it. Learn from it. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, brought to you in part by Iron Workers and Impact, Manly Men, the Titanics Bridging the Future, Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision coming together to create a better world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, their website, www.impact-net.org. They're the business, and they bring together, they're the liaison, they bring together the iron workers and the people who want to hire them. Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. They bring the owner, I want to build a building. Impact steps in, and they work as liaison with the iron workers so that it's a win-win. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Domperion of the trades. Do you want a career or a job? Iron Workers offering a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. Yeah, you have to qualify. Log on www.ironworkers.org. Now remember, I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture, and I married an iron worker. Similarities abound in creative construction in the classics, but are worlds apart. I wrote Ballet on the Beam, Iron Workers, What a Noble Profession. And I have a CD. If you're interested, small purchase price and shipping and handling. Did it in 2006, had the epiphany to sit down and write. And I did. Letter perfect. Letter perfect. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Brought to you in part by the Hoffman Estates Park District. 2009, they took the National Gold Medal for excellence. Ah, their 50-plus club, unbelievable. The director, Rika Cuff, of this consortium. If you're bored and lonely, contact your park districts, senior centers, libraries, and remember, your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going? Log on ToastmastersInternational.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part, with Rika Cuff, HEParks.org. The Tax Man Cometh, Greg McIntyre, CPA, AHTax at Ameritech.net. Did you know that everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks? In the elixir, 7 decades of research and development, all to make you happy. But I'm doing it for me, too. It's important for me to look good. Because if I look good, I feel good. If I feel good, I look good. Did you know stress, trauma, anger release toxins into the body? I have a product that is so powerful, you only use it 3 times a week. And then there is a vitamin that you need to be taking every single day. So that if the sandwich effect, the electrical cord that you plug into the plug is solid, one without the other, it's not connected. Get in touch with me, Kathy Studio, at sbcglobal.net. Edith Nam. Ah, are you TNT? Toxic negative thinking? Don't you want to be positive energy and have power? She wrote the book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. Find out about this incredible lady. Log on, enamm.com. Get the book at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Hey, did you know that home-based businesses are exploding? More people are becoming wealthy today, starting from nothing. But it's a feeling of self-achievement, of self-worth, that you truly believed in yourself. You don't need a college degree, but you are smart enough, but you need a blueprint. You need a pattern. I'm captain of my ship, my life. When I'm on board ship, the captain is there. He's charting the course. He just doesn't walk out and say, okay, where we're going, lots of luck, au revoir. You have to know what it is that you want. Man, there is a way to fulfill your dreams. Age has nothing to do with it. You could reach your goals. You could pay your bills. And this is with a solid formula, your own business that offers infinite opportunities to your growth, to challenge yourself while making money. And I'm going to encourage you to believe in yourself. Should I pique your interest? You know how to get in touch with me. Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. It shall be my pleasure to work with you. And you know what else is awesome? You could teach your kids. How about that? You could teach your kids. Listening to Live with Kathy and today's show, The Quest for Happiness. You have the key to happiness, your choice. Are you prepared to act? Better remain silent. Better not to even think if you're not prepared to act. This is Annie Besant. So this is what she says, and I love it because I keep learning. You know, I do these shows because it's a learning curve for me. I learn more and more and more and more. I didn't pay too much attention to the fact that we all have a feel-good gene, and some of us have more of it because we've won the feel-good gene lottery. So when you get upset, do you go absolutely berserk, or you just say, ah, c'est la vie, life is life. Let me see what I can do about it to make it better. You ready? So I'm going to tell you what I think makes some people fail in achieving the happiness they seek and achieving the success they look for. What makes them fail in achieving creative living and makes them deprive themselves of abundant health? You ready? Write this down in one word. One word. It's your attitude. Attitudes make you fail or succeed. An attitude is the way you are prepared to act in any situation. You may not know how you are prepared to act in the situation, that situation, but you're always prepared to act. And it is knowing how you are prepared to act that enables you to fulfill your attitudes. Thoughts are not just things. They are the creator of things. They create your life. The situation in our lives are part of a flow of life. Situations in which we live flow around us, past us constantly. The situations are constantly changing in states of flux. and states of constant motion. As each situation arises, we are prepared to react to that situation in one way or another. The situation within us, our interior environment, is constantly changing. Either you have eaten and are full right up to here, or else you haven't eaten and your backbone is pressing against your stomach and you're so hungry. Your interior situation is constantly changing, and your exterior situation is constantly changing. And how are you prepared to act in one situation or another will determine your happiness or your unhappiness, your success or your failure, your abundant health or your abundant lack of health. From Ideas of Power, 1992. Everything I touch is quickened into a newness of life and action. Be prepared to act. You pick up the mirror. Pick up the mirror right now. Pick up the mirror. Who do you see? Say hello to the person who is creating your life. Are you happy? Are you joyous? You see, first of all, you're not your emotions. Changing your rhetoric about your feelings can lessen the pull they have on you. Taking charge of your happiness begins with taking charge of your emotions in general. Is it worth it? You know, in 25 years, who's going to care? Happy people are able to differentiate between what they're feeling and who they are. When those two things are separate rather than synonymous, we experience the freedom to choose whether or not that particular feeling can affect our day. When you can differentiate between the what and the who, then you know you're secure, that your needs are met. And at that moment, you could choose peace, even when you might be feeling a little bit of insecurity or stress. Feelings, they can inform me, help me make decisions, but they do not have the power to change my experience or rob me of my happiness. You're not a victim. Many of us, especially when we have gone through difficult times, begin to develop the belief that we have no control over our own lives. The show is archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on October 14th. Powerful people make powerful choices. People who are convinced they have no power don't make powerful choices. And in fact, they sometimes don't make decisions at all. Do you want to change your life? Change your thinking. One step at a time. You're the one who gets to choose to make a change. Come on, take charge of those feelings and thoughts in your head and learn to choose a better feeling. Choosing a better feeling is another way of saying you must healthily process feelings so that you don't hold back. What is the feeling called? Where did it come from? It's up to you. It is your choice. It is your choice, my dears. Be powerful. Take charge of your life. There's no key to happiness floating around out there waiting for you to find it. It's within you, within your control. Turning that key in its lock is as simple as making the choice to change your mind and change your world. Three great essentials of happiness are something to do, someone to love, and something to look forward to. I'm asking you, did I live? Did I love? Did I matter? Send me happy birthday. Until Friday, au revoir.